busy as fuck. 10 on-the-couch sessions to diagnose, explain and treat busy as fuck people everywhere. Written and read by Karen Nimmo. Over lunch, I met a busy woman who gave me a detailed account of her busyness far beyond my level of interest. As I listened, my lifeblood ebbed away. So much to do, so little time. Her work, her kids, her charities, her house, her parents, her everything. Her phone rang in her bag as she was talking. When she finally left me for someone more receptive, I felt like screaming or drinking. Make that both. But she was not an unpleasant woman, nor a mean one. She was just so trapped in her busyness, she could not see outside it, or understand that someone she'd just met might not be so invested. Busy, busy, busy. Busy is our new normal. It sits slightly outside the anxiety club, even though it can affect our physical and emotional health in the same ways, because busy people are not unwell. They've just got a to-do list that never ends. They also look frighteningly like most of us. Think about the last time someone asked how you were. Did you hear yourself saying, busy? I've certainly said it. It's partly habit, partly that we're almost scared not to say it. Because the opposite of busy is, well, no one wants to be that. It implies no meaningful work, no friends, no activities, no life. What a loser. I tried this with a group of friends. I'm not busy, I said. It was true. I'd taken some time off work, so my time was all, deliciously, my own. There was a sort of uneasy silence, then one friend rushed in to cover for me. But you're doing all sorts of other things. Code 4, you're not lazy or a loser. You're busy too, just in your own way. I took the leave pass graciously. I need my friends. But really? When did busy become a badge of honour? I've never heard busy offered up at a funeral as a source of pride. We'll miss this busy woman. She led a life so busy. The saying is rest in peace for a reason. My dream is that we are able to do it while we're alive. But how? There's no dodging the reality of frenetic modern lifestyles and the related hit on our health and well-being. It worries me that we rush frantically between work and yoga classes, that we load our phones with meditation apps we don't have time to use, that we struggle to get our heart rates down to resting, even when we are resting. What's going on? When did it all get this crazy? How did we lose our way? The developed world is awash with mental health difficulties. Depression, anxiety, and suicide are rising at alarming rates, and those are just the official numbers. As a clinical psychologist in private practice, I've witnessed the increase in referrals over the past decade as people knock up against the demands of their hectic lives – home, work, study, relationships, and money. Traditionally, people sought help for classified mental disorders. Now, in addition to those difficulties, therapy has become a melting pot of emotional struggle fused with the stuff of ordinary life. Why am I constantly stressed? How do I stop feeling overwhelmed and exhausted? Why do I overthink everything? How can I be more motivated, more resilient? How can I cope?